The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. You're listening to the Carl and Linda Bott Show, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. It is Tuesday, November 25th. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this week. And happy Thanksgiving week to everyone that's listening in. This walk over to the studio this morning was magical. It was beautiful. It's so nice to see the leaves are actually changing and still on the trees. And how beautiful the sky was this morning. And I think we're going to have one of the most beautiful Thanksgivings yet. This morning, I'm so excited to be joined with a few of our guests that you can look forward to. We're going to have Good News Rescue Mission here. We're also going to have a call-in from Tori Parks of the Turkey Trot to learn how this Turkey Trot fares this year, what's new, what's different. And we're also going to have, at the 8 o'clock hour, our Haven Humane Hour. Alex, how are we doing this morning?
Doing great, Blake. What's going on, man?
It's good to see you. Thank you for the weather. I never read this.
It's okay.
I usually just say, look outside your window. It is sunny today.
The weather continues as usual.
It's crisp. And then later, probably in this hour, we're going to do a phone call in for Reading Garden of Lights, two tickets. Yesterday we did two tickets that went over to Teddy. Not Teddy Roosevelt. I forget his name. But otherwise, just call on in when we get that ready. So that'll probably be before 8 o'clock. I think I want to do this when we have our Good News Rescue Mission partners here. But I'm joined today with two of my really good friends who represent the Good News Rescue Mission, Justin Wandro and Miss Mimi Mosley. Good
Woo-hoo!
Morning, you two.
Good morning, Blake.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for being here. So good to see both of you.
You too.
You are also my Leadership Reading family.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So always a pleasure to come together when we talk about things that are making Reading a better place.
Yep.
Fabulous place.
I called you guys on Sunday. Y'all responded. I really appreciate it. This week, since it's Thanksgiving week, I really wanted my guests to reflect ways to give back to the community and ways that you can help people in need. Holidays are tough, and this is a great time to, you know, go beyond your family and just help out one another, and you two embody that.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Justin. So, good morning. Justin, how have you been since I've last seen you?
Oh, pretty good. Very, very busy.
I bet.
Very busy. We've got so much going on at the Good News Rescue Mission. It's all great. It's amazing and wonderful to be a part of, but it keeps us very, very busy. Lots of projects, lots of big banquets, lots of events, everything going on.
And Mimi, how have you been?
Oh, I've been great. I love the weather. I love what's happening in Reading right now. And this is such a great thing that's happening at the mission. But last night I went to the Reading Public Market and oh my goodness, it is so fabulous. I am just beside myself happy, but that's not why we're here, but it is wonderful.
Sure. It's not. We have a few minutes before our first break, so I'd love to tap into this for our early morning listeners. Reading Public Market is the newest project, business project that's opening up in downtown Reading at Market Center Apartments.
Right,
it's been
right.
5 years, basically, of waiting for something
it
to
has.
Activate this mixed-use building.
Yeah.
But Mimi, you went last night. You saw how great it was, but you've been a longtime business owner in downtown Reading from Mosley Cellar Wines at different parts of downtown. What are your thoughts of downtown's transformation and how this can benefit downtown?
Oh, it's wonderful. And this sounds really tacky, but all the people who were naysayers about downtown and what was going to happen, I say, nanner, nanner, you were wrong. It is so fabulous, and it's exciting to park. There is parking everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I came to this event last night and where there were probably 300 people, 300 or 400 people in there, I don't know, and no problem parking.
Mm-mm.
I parked maybe a block away, and oh, my goodness. It can be done.
And they're not long blocks.
They're not long blocks. No, they're not. So I just encourage people to come on down, and there's It's so well worth it. They've done such an excellent job. Bravo to Danny and Alan at K2 and Aaron and Rocky and everybody. It's just wonderful.
It's pretty amazing. And you guys are right. It's not that long of a walk. I think I walk farther at the Costco parking lot.
Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. And you know, an interesting thing, just to kind of tie it back to why we're here, I was thinking about how accessible this is and how thankful I was that I had the funds to go in and buy something and to get dinner and a few, and I think about the people who don't have that opportunity, and that really hits my heart. And we have, I believe it's a 30% increase in the food needs of people
now. Yeah, yeah. We saw the beginning of this month, I mean, I don't have our end of month numbers yet, but the beginning of this month, we saw a 30% increase in the number of meals that we were needing to be serving for breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the mission. Mm-hmm. So there was definitely a huge increase.
Yeah.
We saw about 20% increase in the number of people coming for our weekly food giveaway. I know Connected Living, Dignity Health Connected Living, our food bank in the area, saw increases as well. And we did our big turkey giveaway, where we turkey meal kit and everything last Friday. And the sign-ups for that, we had 500 people sign up within 3 days. 3 days.
That's amazing.
Never seen that before. I don't know, 30 years we've been doing the turkey giveaway. Yeah.
Well, guys, we're going to run and we're going to jump back into this after our break, talk about how to get involved, what are the programs that are most necessary for people to participate in. Alex, take us to the break. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutoBody.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Ashton Aged Maduro. Blended by world-renowned cigar maker Carlito Fuente, a masterpiece is born. Vibrant filler and binder from the DR are artfully crafted with a luxurious Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, gifting us with subtle notes of cocoa, almond, molasses, and black pepper. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, and today I'm with the Good News Rescue Mission, Justin Wandro, and Miss Mimi Rice-Mosley.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, let's jump into this. It's Thanksgiving week. Tomorrow, November 26th, is the Great Thanksgiving Banquet at the Good News Rescue Mission. This is the 28th year of holding it.
Yes.
Tell me about this event and how people can get involved.
Oh, man, this is one of the funnest events that we have at the Good News Rescue Mission. Basically, we serve Thanksgiving meal all day long. And anyone who is hungry or anyone who is looking for a good community is welcome to come down and join us and have a fabulous meal. Music, it's all decorated festively, happy people, enjoyable people. And it's tomorrow. We serve at 11 and 12 for lunch and then 4, 5, and 6 for dinner. And really, you know, we want to make sure that there's anyone in the community who just doesn't have a place to go for a great Thanksgiving meal, a place to go to sit at a table with other people and experience community. We want to make sure that they have a place to go. And so, yes, at the Good News Rescue Mission, we'll have people from our emergency shelter who will be there eating and enjoying the meal. We'll have people who come from encampments who will come in and eat a meal. And we have people who come from, they may be seniors on fixed incomes. And this is just a little ability to help supplement their income with a great meal. And we have about 200 volunteers who are signed up to come help serve and prepare and host the tables and do everything involved with giving away and serving people and just having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's so fun. I get to be there the whole time and welcome everyone, appreciate them, say a prayer over the meal, and just be with people enjoying a great meal.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's all about community. We were talking during the break about how, people want to be with other people. And this time of year, especially, it can be so painful. And people will isolate themselves, but there's something within us that craves community. And so when they come, they may come with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, but once they get there, they feel loved and included. And all of the volunteers that come and have sit at the table and just have a meal with them, they are thrilled, and and we see them come back again for the next meal and the next meal. So very often we see the same people come a couple of times throughout the day because they just love being with other people, and we love to make that available in a safe environment.
This is the 28th year of hosting this program.
Yeah.
How do you think life has changed in the last 28 years, and how has this program grown for Thanksgiving?
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. It wasn't too long ago. This was before I was at the Good News Rescue Mission, but it wasn't too long ago that the dining room and kitchen was much, much smaller.
Mm.
So if you go back 28 years, the dining room and kitchen is a very small room that could hold, I don't know. I've just seen pictures because I wasn't there, but I don't know, maybe 50 people.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And now this says 1,000 meals for the day.
We'll serve probably about 1,000 meals tomorrow.
Mm.
And in the room we can have about 150 people seated, then with, you know, a couple dozen volunteers and a couple dozen in the kitchen, and it's so much bigger. But it's still the same heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's still the same heart. The heart, originally, with the Good News Rescue Mission, Pastor Royal Blue, who started it 64 years ago, the heart was, hey, there's a need in our community, and there are people who are on the edges of society.
Yeah.
People who are, pushed out, who are looked down upon. And you know what? We want to actually bring those people in mm-hmm. to our dining room. We want to bring them into our table
yeah.
and sit down with them and enjoy a meal with them mm-hmm. and let them know, hey, you know what? I don't know what's going on with you and all the circumstances, but mm-hmm. I know that you are a human being and that I'm going to treat you with dignity right here, right now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show you that, hey, you're loved, that you're accepted, and that there is opportunity for you to be here with people who love and accept you. And you know, that's super powerful.
It is.
Many of the people we work with, they haven't, they've gone through a lot of trauma and very hard stuff in their life. Some of it may be from their own doing. Yes, absolutely. Some of it may be from their parents doing, from other people doing, all kinds of circumstances. But the truth is many of them have been through extremely, extremely hard situations. And often people just take advantage of them. And so, being in a place where you can say, hey, I'm here to just love you and accept you and bring you in without trying to get anything from you, mm-hmm. it changes something and yeah. begins to change something inside someone's heart.
You guys do this every day.
Yes, we
that's
do.
That's right.
Beyond
yeah.
the Thanksgiving feast.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's right.
And you guys have shown how important this resource is to this community. And so beyond the Thanksgiving banquet, which is tomorrow, you also brought in holiday opportunities for how other people can get involved with the mission. Tell me what's most important for rallying the community to step up and help out.
Yeah, yeah. So so tomorrow's Thanksgiving banquet, we've got all the volunteers we need for that. We get them signed up early, but we still need volunteers for all of our Christmas activities. So, again, we're trying to do things that bring people in and create community for them
mm-hmm.
so that they know, hey, I am loved, I am part of this community, and it begins to open up doors and opportunities for us to connect with them further, provide more resources. And so during Christmas, we do a bunch of different things. We have a big Christmas banquet as well. We have a toy store, so for families with kids, they get to come in and they'll get to pick out a few different toys for their kids. We have a big coat giveaway that happens during Christmas, and we're going to have a Christmas concert, a live nativity scene, animals, the works for Christmas stuff, but we need a whole bunch of volunteers to help make that possible.
Yeah.
And so if you are available during December, give us a call or go to our website, gnrm.org. Give us a call, talk to Robin Snow, our volunteer coordinator, and she will get you plugged in to maybe it's helping serve the meal for Christmas.
Mm.
Maybe it's helping wrap presents, wrap toys for parents who've picked out toys. Maybe it's doing a coat drive, helping collect extra coats in your neighborhood to give to people who don't have a coat to stay warm this winter. There's so many different ways that people can get involved, and we love to plug you in to find what is the thing that's going to get you excited and ignite your heart for helping in our community.
Mm. Yeah. Mimi, you decided to become a board member, and you volunteer.
Oh, I'm not a board member.
What are your...
community partnerships. It's kind of a... Because I was in the business world, I'm able to reach certain people that might not be reached otherwise, mm-hmm. and people pick up the phone when I call, which is nice.
That is nice. Well, what got you involved with this role? Did the Good News Rescue Mission reach out, or did you reach out?
Yeah, Jonathan and I have been friends a long time, and he keeps trying to talk to me, kept trying to talk to me about becoming a board member, and I said, you know, I'm not into that. I've been on boards before. I want to do hands-on, and so that's what I've done. And I just wanted to tap into something Justin said. You know, there are people listening that might not be able to come and volunteer physically, but they can donate. And you can go to our website and donate there, gnrm.org. It's very easy, but they can also donate. If you've got canned goods or whatever, we'll take them. So we just want to make sure that we're getting that message out as well, that even though you can't physically come down, there are things that you can do. You can donate jackets and shoes, and men's clothing is really needful. And I'll tell you a cool story about Reading. I know our time's probably getting close here for the break. But 3 years ago, I was giving a tour at the mission, and we got up to the donation area, and I was telling the people about it, and I asked one of the guys, what's the number one thing you need right now? It was November. It was the first cold day in November, and it was 40 degrees. And the guy said, we don't have a single men's jacket here. And I said, what? Hmm. No. I got on Facebook right away, and I made a plea, and we had like 60 jackets for men by 4 p.m. that day. It was a big deal, and that's made such an impact on me, because people don't know what they don't know. So if we get the message out, and thank you so much for allowing us to be here to share what we're doing right now, but if they don't know what the need is, how are they supposed to give? So we do, our department works really hard to try to get the word out of what our needs are. Like, a big need we have right now is the refrigerator / freezer system. It's on its last leg.
Oh, that's one of the most important things.
And if we don't have that, we're out of business. So we are desperately trying to get funds in for that, and it's not cheap. It's like $40,000.
Yeah.
So we're begging people, please donate toward that. And we've tried to repair it, and the repair guy said, this is not going to be repairable. Next time it dies, it's gone.
It's dead.
It's gone.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. So that's one of our big urgent needs that we're trying to fill. It's got to be, it's still working right now.
Yes.
It's still working right now. All the turkeys in there that are frozen, all the pies and everything in the refrigerator.
Good.
But we know that it has to be replaced within the next year.
Okay. Well,
otherwise,
I hope some organizations are listening this morning.
Yeah, come on.
Pretty good. Carmona's Appliance
Center. Yeah.
Hey, there's a little plug right there. Maybe they'll donate. Okay, so, you know, with a few minutes left this morning, Good News Rescue Mission, before our next break, Good News Rescue Mission has had quite the last year. I mean, you guys have micro shelters that have been opened up.
Yeah.
You guys are moving forward with the day center. There's just been in the news about $2 million being allocated from Shasta County to the Good News Rescue Mission. Mm-hmm. What can we talk about? You know, what are you most excited about with all of these projects that just got listed?
Yeah, see, what I'm most excited about is it gives us the opportunity to help more people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So our micro shelters, which started at the beginning of this year, 17 micro shelters, they've been going amazing. Mm-hmm. People come in, we stabilize them, we work with them, and we're getting them moved into a permanent housing apartment, sometimes a shared room, sometimes it's a sober living home. We opened up our first sober living home this year. We've got space for seven guys, the men's sober living home. It's been going amazing. Basically, nothing's happened. It's all quiet. And that's exactly what we want. There's nothing going on. It's just people just doing their thing, slowly making progress.
Living back on track.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's right.
So good.
So we have those two big projects that opened up, and then our day resource center. If you drive by, if you want a tour, you can let us know.
Oh, good. Maybe
I'll give you a tour. And that construction is underway right now. We're renovating a big 8,000 square foot warehouse, and that will be done the end of next summer. So it's a big project.
That's close. That's closer than we think.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's going to be beautiful.
It's going to be amazing.
A place where people want to come. It's being designed by Ryan Russell of Red Studios.
He's very talented.
Yep.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So it's going to be cool.
Yep.
The day center is what I'm most excited about for the Good News Rescue Mission, because right now we're so lucky to have this beautiful fall weather. Yep. But gosh, during
it's coming.
Once April and May hit, we're cranking it up to our hot summer.
And, yeah.
And I think this day center is going to be something unlike anybody's ever gotten a resource like.
Yeah. And what we're really trying to do at the mission is look at what's the full continuum of need for people. What is it that we can do to go from, hey, someone's on the street in an encampment, to our outreach team connects with them, to our let's bring them to the day resource center where they can get a shower, they can get store some of their things, start to get connected maybe with some outpatient recovery services,
wash
or a case manager, wash their clothes, get them. And then what's the next step for someone? Oh, how about
bare necessities to make you feel human?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Basic stuff, get people off the street, and then what are the steps that they need to take, and how do we have those steps all in place and lined up for everybody so that it's easy for them, that there's no getting discouraged.
Yes.
That, oh, I just can't do it. Or maybe I've tried 10 times and I can't get things back together again. Like, no, we're gonna help you. We're gonna line everything up for you and walk with you every step of the way from our team in the encampment all the way to day resource center to recovery services to a micro shelter to job training to transitional housing in a sober living home to permanent housing in one of our apartments.
Yep.
Right? We want to take people all the way through the whole process. We can walk with them and help them through that process so that they can get off the street, they can be stable and have healthy community, and then become back into a part of our community and giving back.
Yeah.
We see so often when someone goes through all these steps and all these processes, they want to give back. Their heart is so much. They want to come back to the mission and mentor people. They want to volunteer. They are involved in the community and doing amazing things in our community. And it's just so good to see.
I love that you guys joined me this morning. It's been so nice to hear all of the great progress that the Good News Rescue Mission is doing. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to be back with Tori Parks calling in for Turkey Trot. I'd love for you guys to join me for the rest of the half an hour.
We'd love it.
Tori, and then we'll finish out with Good News Rescue Mission. All right. We'll be back. KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, the Carl and Linda Bott Show.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. You're listening to the Carl and Linda Bott Show, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. I've been here with Justin Wandrow and Mimi Mosley from the Good News Rescue Mission. Thank you guys for being here. And now on the line, on the phone line, we have Miss Tori Parks of the Sweat Running Club. Tori, good morning.
Good morning.
It's so nice to hear from you.
Thank you. It's great to talk to you.
Tori, thanks for taking my call on Sunday about the one of my favorite events that takes place in Reading this year is the Turkey Trot that takes place over starting at the Diesel Horse Bridge. So, Tori, tell me a little bit about the Turkey Trot and what the Sweat Running Club is doing for Turkey Trot this year.
Well, the Turkey Trot has been in our community for over 40 years, and it has become a tradition that Sweat was asked to carry on approximately 4 years ago from Shasta Regional Medical Center. And so we accepted the challenge and the offer, and we are excited to be a part of this event and carry on the great, great, great tradition.
Tori, how many years has Sweat Running Club been in charge of this transition for Turkey Trot?
This will be the fourth year. We were involved many years ago, along with the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
But we're back in full force, and that started in 2022.
Mm. Well, I want to also mention to you that in the studio with me, too, is Mimi Mosley and Justin Wandrew of Good News Rescue Mission, so they might jump in with any questions. I'll ask them. Have you two participated in the Turkey Trot?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Hey, Tori.
Yeah. Hi, good morning, Mimi.
Yeah, it's great. It was, it's one of those things that on Thanksgiving morning, you wake up and you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to do it. But then you get there and everybody, it's so electric and you have such a great time. And then it justifies what you're going to eat that afternoon.
There you go. Right.
So I've never done the Turkey Trot.
What?
Before.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting that. Is it too late? Is it too late to sign up, Tori?
Absolutely not, Blake. You can sign up today and tomorrow from 11 to 5, and that is at the Senior Citizen Hall on Benton Drive, 2290 Benton. We do not accept race day reg because of the logistics of getting all the information in the computer for the 6 mile, mm-hmm. but we welcome late registration today and tomorrow from 11 to 5.
Wow. This is great. Okay. Justin, you have to sign up.
There's still time. I can sign up.
You have a great
there's
family.
There's still time. And there's still sweatshirts available in certain sizes. That coveted sweatshirt that everybody loves.
I was just going to tell you, it's a coveted sweatshirt. I love, my mom always asks every single year if I can go pick her up one. So she has so many. And I love those. So, Tori, what does this year look differently? Is there anything different or what can people expect? What's the best way to experience the Turkey Trot?
Well, this year our numbers are probably about 20% higher as of closing of registration online. I think, first of all, the weather's going to be great, so that lends itself to people wanting to sign up at the last minute. I just think people want to be outside. People are wanting to be more active and be around all their friends, and it is certainly a time where, college kids come home and they see their other friends that are, you know, across the country that are home, and it's just like one big social event, and then all of a sudden you blink your eyes and everybody's gone. It's like, you know, from a 1,500 people to the cleanup crew.
And all of the people that live in the neighborhoods, they're amazing contributors. As folks are walking by, they'll give them high fives and encourage them, offer water and things like that. So there's the run, of course, but those that are just walking the 2 miles, it's not a lot of effort. You can do it. It's not.
Well, and it brings out families with baby strollers, which are fine with on the 2 mile. It brings out all age groups, and you have your little guys that want to run it, and then you have the walkers, and it just kind of is a trickling event that goes on for about an hour and a half while the 6 mile is doing its thing on the Fall River Trail.
Right, yeah. It's a slice of Americana in Redding.
We get to see our beautiful river trails, yeah.
Right, with all the leaves turning color, and, there's been great support from the community, from the city of Redding, and I want to just give a shout-out to the Senior Citizen Hall for, this is our fourth year of using them for packet pickup, and they are just such a delight to work with, Julie and Ron. And so that's my shout out to them.
Tori, are there any sponsors that you need to contribute to the success of Turkey Trot?
Well, if I might say so, yes, there is. first of all, our major sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Yeah.
And Edward Jones are our top two. And then following with Rancheria and Plumas Bank, along with our Zufall, Ron Zufall and Andrew Zufall, both dentists in town. The exciting thing this year is there is a tradition for pies for the 6 mile, top three in each age group. And we've struggled to find pies since our pie place. I'm drawing a blank on the
Marie
name
Calendars.
Now. Marie Callender's, thank you. is no longer around. And this year we are proud to say that Sprouts Farmers Market has come in helping us with delicious pies. And then, finally, a new sponsor this year, Eddie's Tree Service, and CMC Architecture. So those are some of our main sponsors that make it possible for us to be a success and do the little extra things for the runners.
Well, Tori, putting on the Turkey Trot is no small feat. This is one I would say up there with Pancake Breakfast for large community involvement and getting so many people from all walks of life to show up at one place and spend their morning on Thanksgiving walking and running and seeing Reading. So outside of that, because we have a few more minutes, the Sweat Running Club, What is the Sweat Running Club? How can people get involved? And you also oversee the Reading Marathon, which you're getting ready for.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Right, right. Back to back. The Sweat Running Club was established back in 1975 by two individuals, Dr. Harry Daniel and Justice Richard Abbey, both avid runners, and they really thought that it would be great to develop a scholarship program for high school kids graduating and going on to college. They will, they were awarded small amounts of money, if you ran cross country or distance track. Well, over the years, we had the Whiskeytown Relays, which sadly, dissolved after COVID, but that was almost 50 years with that, and the John Frank NorCal 10 mile. So Sweat has grown and grown and grown to be, just a great club to be a part of. We have group runs. You can go on our website to see the times and the dates of those. We also help at other events, with our expertise, and, you know, we have memorial scholarships now. We have a Justice Richard Abbey scholarship we give every year. And I'm proud to say that we have a scholarship in my husband's memory now, the Richard Parks Memorial Scholarship. So both of those are a great new addition to our annual awards.
Well, Tori, you and your team do phenomenal work. With the guests that I've had this week, it's all about establishing community, and the Sweat Running Club truly does that as an organization.
Well, thank you.
I really appreciate you being available for this phone call this morning. And with the last thing, so late registration is from today, 11 a.m. to what time?
5 p.m.
To 5
and
p.m.
11 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow.
At the Senior
and I just wanna,
Center.
At the Senior Citizens Hall. Yeah, and I just want to give a shout out to all the volunteers. We are a volunteer organization, and this event could not happen without all the people you'll see at the Senior Citizen Hall with this crazy woman, me, helping and marking the course on longer events. I mean, it takes a village to get this done. So a shout out to all the volunteers.
Takes a village to bring a village.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Tori, congratulations, and we'll see you at
Thank
the Turkey
you.
Trot.
Thanks, Blake. Have a great day.
Thanks, Tori. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Justin, Mimi, am I going to see you guys at the Turkey Trot?
Well,
you better say yes.
I think your family needs to do this. I've done it many times.
Well, my family definitely could. We've done the run across the Shasta Dam and some of the other runs. My problem is I gotta work all day and late on Wednesday for the banquet.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh man, I gotta get up.
Once you wake up,
it sounds really fun. Though.
It really is fun.
It does sound fun.
Yeah.
It sounds beautiful.
It's beautiful, and you bring your
trail,
family, and you walk, and you wave.
What time does it start? Did she say?
You know what? We'll look that up on.
Yeah.
You know, look it up.
I think it's like the runners go first, and then the walkers.
Then the walkers.
Yes, so they don't run into each other.
I'm in the walking section.
Yeah.
We're going to take our last break, and then we're going to come back and finish out the hour with Mimi and Justin for Good News Rescue Mission. KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
So I'd like to know.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Giorgio Romeo boots, just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at grangecoop.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Ashton Aged Maduro, blended by world-renowned cigar maker Carlito Fuente. A masterpiece is born. Vibrant filler and binder from the DR are artfully crafted with a luxurious Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, gifting us with subtle notes of cocoa, almond, molasses, and black pepper. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Eden Theater Company presents Once Upon a Christmas Night, an exciting, original, family-friendly production at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way on December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m.
Tickets are $20, and you can purchase them online at eventbrite.com. Simply search Eden Theater Company and look for Once Upon a Christmas Night. Get your tickets now before the show sells out.
Join us as we explore the excitement and joy of Christmas through storytelling, music, and dance. Enjoy beloved holiday classics such as...
Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is cold outside.
Don't miss Eden Theater Company's Once Upon a Christmas Night, December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way. Tickets are only $20 at eventbrite.com. Search Eden Theater Company Once Upon a Christmas Night or purchase your tickets at the door. It's an evening you won't forget.
Yeah. Good morning. KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, the Carl and Linda Bott Show. We're running out our hour with the Good News Rescue Mission. Had a great phone call with Tori Parks from Sweat Running Club, Turkey Trot, which is Thanksgiving. And we have a phone call from Robert. Robert, are you there?
Yes.
Hey.
Happy Thanksgiving, give or take a couple of days.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you.
To what brings you calling in?
Well, I just don't want this opportunity to slip away without saying, as a longtime resident, that it's about time there was some sort of day center.
Oops. Did we lose you?
Mm.
Looks like his phone here. Looks like his phone's going out, Alex. We'll,
yeah. Sorry, Robert.
Darn
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, we can just share that we have, we do have this day center happening right now before the big one is completed, and people can come in and charge their cell phones, play games, hang out with other people. And we also have, community members that come in and will give a, like a little presentation, everything from Nation's Finest to mental health services, Shasta County, Shasta Community Health, and the Hope Van. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that it's not just you hang out there and yeah, right. don't do anything
yeah.
all day.
Yeah. Yeah, and the idea really was we got a grant from the City of Reading to operate a temporary day resource center in anticipation of opening up our permanent one. And really the idea was, hey, let's start experimenting with things. Let's start building more connection with partners who can come in so that when the permanent facility opens up, we've got a great idea already and we've got things in place. Mm-hmm. And it's just an easy transition to like, hey, we're just in this new building. It's still on the Good News Rescue Mission campus. It's just a block away from our dining room.
Mm-hmm.
And we can just kind of transition everything over to the new facility. And we've got it up and running. And then we've got more space to actually do even more things and build on top of that.
I love it. I am with you guys before we were in one of the breaks, I wanted to hear Good News Rescue Mission. How different are we from other cities? Are other cities doing the great work that Good News Rescue Mission is? I feel like we're really developing a lot of great programs here.
Yeah, you know, it's a mix. It's a mix. There are some cities, so there are, we're part of an association of rescue missions, and there are about 400 rescue missions across the country, that we connect with on a regular basis. And some of them are doing incredible, amazing stuff. We go regularly and we go visit and see their operation and learn from them. And then others are, you know, they come here to the Good News Rescue Mission and look at and try and learn from what we're doing. So it really varies. I think we're unique in, we're really trying to look at the whole continuum for people mm-hmm. and trying to have in place programs for every aspect of it. And really solid partnerships for the parts that we can't do, like maybe the medical care and those sorts of things. Not every city has that. A lot of cities, it's very different groups that are all kind of doing components, which is good and wonderful, but there's something, powerful about having a real easy pipeline for people to move through the steps to take. Mm-hmm. That is just an easy, it's not even a warm handoff. It's just staying within, like, hey, it's the same people who are walking with you the whole entire way.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty unique thing.
And I've been to, whenever I go out of town, I try to find the various missions there and see what they're doing. And I was in Nashville and they have a great system, but it's huge. But then I went to another little town and they were 50,000 more people than Reading and they did not have anything like we have. We have, under Jonathan and Justin and Joey Hughes, they have worked so hard over the years. Plus, we've got a board of directors that are hands-on involved. We are leaps and bounds ahead of other cities that are smaller, that are our size and larger. Mm-hmm. So it speaks a lot to the work that's been done on a shoestring for so long. So when you hear some government opportunities have come along, they are needful. And we don't have to change anything that we're doing. We do the same thing we've always done. We're still a faith-based organization. But we're doing a dang good job, and I'm really proud of it. And especially board of directors, I talked to these Tennessee places, and they said, oh, our board never comes down here.
Mm. Like, that's rough.
Yeah.
You guys continue to show the strength in partnerships and community collaboration.
Yeah.
I think that's something. And giving. I think Reading always stands out as a community that always shows up and gives in times of need.
We are a generous community. Mm-hmm. That we have nonprofits. We have so much happening, and we still give and give and give. And that's our identity. And I don't know why we don't take advantage of being known as the generous city of the North State.
Ooh, I like that. That could be our new tagline.
Yeah.
Generous city of the North State.
We are.
The generous and sunniest city of the North State. You two, I wish you both a happy Thanksgiving.
And you.
I hope it's special time with all of your family and loved ones, and thanks for going beyond and being around other people that need some family and loved ones in such, difficult times.
And thank you, Blake. You are amazing, and we appreciate being here.
Thanks, Mimi.
Yeah.
Justin, I'll see you at the turkey trot.
Maybe the turkey walk.
The turkey walk. Yeah. Good. We'll walk together. Hey, Alex, I think we're going to go to our break, and to our listeners, you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott Show, KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We'll be here with the news, and when we're back, we're with Haven Humane Center.
Center, your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Attorney General Bondi is vowing to appeal a judge's ruling dismissing criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James.
A federal judge concluded that the prosecutor who brought the charges at President Trump's urging was illegally appointed by the Justice Department. It's a sharp rebuke of the Trump administration's efforts to target the president's political opponents. The judge's order deals exclusively with the appointment of Lindsey Halligan as U.S. attorney. She was a former White House aide with no prior prosecutorial experience and was tapped to lead one of DOJ's most elite offices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The White House is lashing out at those Democratic lawmakers who produced a video urging military service members to disobey presidential orders.
You can't have a functioning military if there is disorder and chaos within the ranks, and that's what these Democrat members were encouraging. It's very clear.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. The Pentagon is investigating Senator Mark Kelly's role in the video. Kelly is a retired Navy captain who could face court-martial proceedings. In the video, the lawmakers speak of illegal presidential orders, but when pressed on the issue, none could identify any such orders. White House says that's because there were no illegal orders. Sales at retailers, restaurants up a bit in September. Resilient consumers moderated their spending after splurging over the summer. Commerce Department says sales rose 0.2% last month from August. Russia launched a massive drone and missile strike on Ukraine's capital, Kiev, overnight. At least a half dozen people were killed. A Ukrainian attack in southern Russia left three people dead there. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up about 307 points, while the Nasdaq is 71 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
In sports, it's the dream team. And if your car is out of warranty, there's a team for that as well. You, the driver, your mechanic, and Endurance to pay for the repair bills. I'm Danica Patrick. In the past 5 years, auto repair costs have gone up over 36%. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all. With an Endurance auto protection plan, no matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done by the certified mechanic of your choice. Plans cover 24/7 towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, and lockout services. Act now and get the benefits of our elite plan, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again. So call now for your free quote.
Call 800-454-4558. That's 800-454-4558. 800-454-4558.
Afghanistan's Taliban government has accused Pakistan of launching overnight airstrikes in several eastern provinces.
A social media post from the Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid said a Pakistani airstrike on a residential building in the Khost province killed 9 children and a woman. He also wrote about air attacks in Kandahar and Paktika, in which he said a number of civilians had been injured. There has been no confirmation of the airstrikes from Islamabad. On Monday, at least 3 Pakistani soldiers were killed in a militant attack on the headquarters of a government paramilitary force in Peshawar.
The BBC's Sanjay Dasgupta. The Vatican doubling down on the value of monogamous marriage between a man and a woman, responding to concerns raised by African bishops about the practice of polygamy in their flocks. In recent years at Vatican meetings, bishops from African countries have been seeking clarification from the Vatican. Townhall.com. Task force ordered by President Trump to combat crime in Memphis, Tennessee, has made thousands of arrests. Since late September, hundreds of federal, state, and local law enforcement officials have fanned out all across the city. Well, aren't you sorry you got rid of all those old comic books?
A copy of the first Superman issue, unearthed by a trio of brothers cleaning out their late mother's attic, netted $9.12 million at a Texas auction house, which says it's the most expensive comic book ever sold. This month's sale surpassed the previous record of $6 million from another Superman-related comic sold last year. The 1939 Superman No. 1 was one of 500,000 first-edition copies printed by Detective Comics Incorporated and is one of a small number of copies known to be in existence. Keith Peters, Washington.
More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back, Carl and Linda Bott listeners, KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown, filling in for Carl and Linda this week and next week. As a reminder, we will not be in the station Thursday or Friday for Thanksgiving and the day after. So I hope you guys enjoy your Thanksgiving and beautiful mornings. We've had a good week so far, Monday and Tuesday. We're really focusing on our guests that focus on community, helping others in need. It's time for the holidays, so stepping on up for others, and very community-focused, oriented organizations, which is why I'm excited to have Haven Humane here in the studio today, because what better time to create a family or start a family or protect one than adding a furry friend or a four-legged friend to the family. So, Jim Meyer, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Jim, what's your official title now with Haven Humane?
I'm the CEO here.
Congratulations. Yeah, and you started in September as the CEO, right?
That's correct. September, I got the title. Mark Story, our past CEO, retired October 14th. So I've been solo since then.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, congratulations on that. You. But you've also been with Haven Humane for the last 14 years, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I've been there doing all kinds of roles in there. I've been in leadership roles for about the last 8 to 10 years or so there.
Jim,
so.
What got you involved with Haven Humane?
Honestly, it was one of those jobs you just kind of fall into. Mm-hmm. After my kids were young, I took some time off of work to be a stay-at-home dad. I kind of did preschool at home for my two girls. And then when it was time to go back to work, I just happened to see an ad for Haven on Craigslist. That's how we did it back then. And just kind of fell in, found my calling, found the love of my life.
Mm-hmm. Have you always been an animal lover?
Oh, of course. Yeah. We grew up, with, pets, dogs and cats. My dad was always a hobbyist, so he had little horses, cows, goats, all kinds of stuff like that throughout growing up. So, kind of had a broad spectrum of, animal related things growing up.
Well, I love it. And you're here this morning for the Haven Humane. This is typically the Haven Humane Hour, right?
Correct. Yep.
What's the last thing that Carl and Linda and you guys talked about the last time you were on here?
Oh, that's a great question that we missed last month because there was a spectrum outage. So now I'm trying to remember 2 months ago what we talked about. That's a very good question.
Why don't we just do this way? It's the holiday season and, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up, Christmas is coming up. What does that look like for Haven Humane? Is it a time where more animals are being adopted or is it harder to get animals adopted?
Winter traditionally it slows down a little bit on the adoption front. We do promotions throughout the holiday season, you know, give an animal a home for the holidays to try to drive adoptions up. We work with the community, we do stuff the bus and usually give a discount if people bring in a toy to help us stuff the bus with Salvation Army. But it does slow down a little bit, so we could really use help getting animals adopted. And right now we're doing a pretty big push to try to get foster, so short-term placement. And maybe that looks like you just giving an animal home for the holidays. And then after the holidays, working on getting them adopted so you don't have to have them forever, but you help us out. It opens up space for us. It helps the animals get accustomed to being in a home, so when they do get adopted, they have those behaviors that make them stay in their home.
You guys make it so welcoming and comforting for the actual adoption process. I really enjoy that you have time for people to get acclimated and acquainted with the animals. But also you do ways where, you know, if an animal's been in there for a long time, the fee to adopt is a lot lower. And you have so many resources to just make it a nice process. What are some of the things that you guys are looking for people that are adopting during the season?
That we're looking for from the people, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, it's just a big heart and room in your home for an animal. We've done a big push the last 3 to 4 years to remove as many barriers to adoption as possible. So in the past, you might send an officer out to check someone's fence to make sure they have a fully fenced yard. You'd call a landlord to see if they're allowed to have a dog, or you'd check their deed online to make sure they own their home if they say they own their home.
Mm.
These days, we trust people. We're all members of the same community. We all start from an assumption that we're being honest with each other. So we don't even do a written application anymore. You come in, you tell us what you're looking for. We try to help you find it. And then our adoption specialists just have a conversation with you, try to determine what the best fit for you is going to be, and just do everything we can to get an animal home with you rather than trying to come up with reasons that you might not be a good fit.
Hmm. So. I've gotten two cats from Haven Humane, one named Mosby, fluffiest. He's a little prince, and you hear the story of where this cat came from, pretty much mangy and fleas and in a bad condition, and then Haven Humane takes care of these cats, rehabilitates them, and now he's the sweetest little prince ever. And then my cat, Riley Cat, wasn't adopted for about 3 to 4 months in Haven Humane.
Wow.
And he was shy. He didn't want to talk to anybody. And then I get him home. He just tucked his head in between the couch cushions for a few days. And now he's the most personality cat, not afraid of anybody or anything. And he's one of my best friends. And I love what you guys do for giving these animals new hope and new life.
Well, we appreciate that. Yeah, that's one of the cool things about seeing cats and dogs leave the shelter is, in the shelter, you see one side of them, and then you hear the stories of what they're like when they get home, and they actually get to show you what they really want to be like, right? We only see what they're like when they're in a place that's pretty scary. We try the best we can to make it not scary, but it's just kind of the nature of the beast. It's not a home.
Mm-hmm.
So hearing those kind of things is always amazing.
So, Jim, we're going to take our first break of the hour, and then we're going to come back, and thanks for bringing this list of things that we'll talk about this morning.
Yep.
All right, you're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
I always feel like somebody's watching me, and your friends, whoa, I always feel like somebody's watching me, who's playing tricks on me, I always feel like somebody's...
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights. Open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Giorgio Romeo boots at just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at grangecoop.com.
All right, welcome back, KCNR listeners. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM radio. You're listening to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, and I'm here with Jim Meyer from Haven Humane Society.
Jim Lewis.
Jim Lewis. Oh, shoot. I'm losing my job.
Thank it's all
you.
Good.
Thanks, Jim. Okay, Jim Lewis. So, Jim Lewis, Haven Humane. Jim, thanks for bringing this over, the list of things that are going on right now for Haven Humane. Starting out, a lot of our organizations that were here were talking about Giving Tuesday. So,
yeah.
Haven Humane, Giving Tuesday next week, what's the goal and what's the goal, fundraising goal?
You know, let's get as much as possible. Get us up there, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000, whatever you want to get, whatever you can do, let's do it.
Yes.
As much as we can get, we're happy to take. But yeah, that's, everyone probably knows that's December 2nd. And early giving is already open. So the minimum donation is only $10. It's super low barrier to entry as far as donations go. So just sharing with your family and friends on social media is great. If we're your favorite nonprofit, please vote for us and just, yeah, send those asks out to everybody you know, because $10 from every person really adds up. Last year, now I can't remember the exact number, but I believe we had the highest number of individual donations, if I'm not wrong.
Wow.
They weren't all the biggest donations, but we had the highest number, which I think is great. It indicates that, you know, we really are important to the community, and that's a great feeling. So, if we can do that again, that's awesome.
I think you guys will be able to do that. I mean, how many families do you think Haven Humane is impacted with adoptions?
I mean, well, we do about 2,000 or more adoptions every year. So just you do the math.
So yeah, that makes sense why you get so many unique donations. With Outback Steak, you guys just had an Outback Steakhouse fundraiser?
Yeah, they reached out, invited us to do an adoption outreach there, and fundraiser. We raised, over $1,300, from there. They gave us proceeds of all the meals from the night we were there.
Did you get yourself a Bloomin' Onion?
I'm sure, the folks that were there got to do that. I was out of town that day, but, of course their hands were probably full wrangling the dog, so.
What's a Facebook peanut butter drive?
Oh, so we do a sort of quarterly Facebook ask. So we just put it out there. This is what we're looking for right now. The last one we did was peanut butter for our dog enrichment program. So we have, you know, those Kong toys. We stuff those with peanut butter. We hang frisbees on the front of the dog kennels that are coated in peanut butter, and the dogs can lick that peanut butter off, kind of keep themselves busy throughout the day. Mm. You have to imagine these dogs spend about 22 to 23 hours a day in their little kennel. So we do everything we can to make that a happier place, and a lot of that is the enrichment. Peanut butter is something they love. So we go through a lot of it. We reached out and asked our supporters if they could donate peanut butter. We got over 125 pounds of That's peanut amazing. Butter donated over about a week and a half. We also use it to hide pills for the dogs that are on medication and just all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a million uses for peanut butter in animal shelter.
Peanut butter fundraiser, 125 pounds. But the one that I'm seeing that's really useful and helpful, mm-hmm. cat carriers.
Yeah, that's coming up soon. We are running low on cat carriers. Those are the plastic ones that you use to take your cat to the vet. We have to use those a lot. So we have four different buildings on our property. One of those is the hospital. So to go between all the various buildings to get to the hospital or to go from our intake building to our new building, we need a way to safely transport the cat. So we use plastic carriers to do all of that, disinfect them in between each cat. But over time, those wear out. You know, they get disinfected and clean so often that all the little plastic pieces start to wear through, mm-hmm. the metal starts to corrode. We give them out, you know, when people need them. So we just need to get restocked. We're having to reuse the same ones over and over again, and it's just taken so long to get cats where they need to be every day.
It says keep an eye out if you'd like to donate. Do you have kind of a general idea when that will be open?
That should be in the next week or two, and that will be on Facebook and Instagram. So just keep an eye out, and that's if you have an old one sitting in your garage, that's fine. We don't need brand new stuff. We just need stuff that still works. So,
Jim, what's you have animals that get put in the shelter. How long do animals stay in there? What's typically, you know, the timeline and when do people, you know?
Yeah, our average length of stay is like 10 mm-hmm. to 20 days in that range. We'd like to get that shorter. But it really varies wildly. So you can have a dog that comes in, and there's basically a 5-day hold period for every stray dog, and then it's up in the air what we can do with it. And you have dogs that are adopted the second they're out of that hold period. And then you have dogs that celebrate almost 2 years in the shelter. We have a dog named Doug, or I should say we did have a dog named Doug. He was in our shelter for 371 days before he was just adopted last week.
Oh, my gosh, a whole year?
Over a year he was in the shelter. And he, you know, he was doing okay. He wasn't happy as he could have been, obviously. He's not in a home, but he was doing okay. I'd pass his kennel every day, you know, and he'd give me this stare. He kind of had funny eyes. They pointed a couple of different directions. But he was a real volunteering staff favorite. He participated in our play groups and was walked almost every day by our volunteers. But, yeah, around 2 years old, so probably more than half his life was in the shelter so far.
Oh, my gosh.
But just adopted. So, yeah, it can be anywhere from 5 days to 271 days.
Well, that's really cool. I had no idea that animals can stay mm-hmm. in there for that long. And what a great thing that he was adopted.
Yeah, it was amazing. I was out of town, and I got the text that he was adopted. It really made my day.
Where do these animals come from? How do they get brought to the Haven Humane? Is it just people showing up? Is it you guys seeking out? How do these animals end up at the Haven
Humane? Yeah, I mean, we're not seeking out animals except for animals that are in a dangerous situation. You know, we're not shopping around looking for the best dogs and cats to put up for adoption.
Right.
The highest number of animals comes in are stray. So that's people that are, or dogs and cats that are walking down the street that people pick up and bring in over the counter. They call our animal regulation lines, and our animal regulation officers go and pick them up. We cover everywhere in Shasta County except for Shasta Lake City. So, City of Reading and City of Anderson is our animal regulation officers. They're doing all the enforcement of animal-related laws. All the unincorporated areas is the sheriff's department, but everything they pick up comes to us, and we're the shelter for everywhere. So a lot of stray animals. We do take some owner-surrender animals as we can. It's tough with the space we have, but we want to be able to help people who find themselves in a situation where they can no longer care for the animals. we get dogs and cats. If someone goes to the hospital unexpectedly and doesn't have family available, we'll get a call. We'll meet the police officers or the ambulance out at the house. If someone gets arrested, we'll get those animals. We'll hold them. Hopefully they can go back to their owner. Sometimes they don't. We put those up for adoption. Mm. And then, yeah, cruelty and neglect cases, hoarding cases, that kind of stuff. So a wide variety, but mostly stray.
You have a creative team that comes up with the names for these animals. What's the secret to that? Because every single time I see the name, it's sweet, and there's usually a story that comes along with it.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the situation. We try to come up with a name with a good story, or base it on their personality. Sometimes it's just, you'll see a list next to the computer of just names. Like, so people just, you know, in the middle of the night, they think of a name, they write it down, and they bring it to work with them and put it on their little list so that we have kind of a handy list to go off of. If there's a litter of kittens or puppies, then we try to do thematic names. But really, 2,000 adoptions a year. That's a lot of names to come up with.
You guys still can come up with some really good ones. There was a sweet old cat that was there named Bunny, and she was a senior citizen cat, and I hope she got adopted.
Yeah, I think so. I think she was probably hopped when she walked or something.
The pictures that you guys do, you always make these animals look so beautiful.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we try.
On the adoption site. If you're interested in an animal, you can go to Haven Humane's website.
Yep, havenhumane.org. We have pictures of our adoptable animals there. We also have a lost and found section there. So if you're missing an animal, you can check that section. If you're looking to adopt an animal, you can check out the adoptable animals. But you can also check out those lost and found animals and kind of get in line to or make an appointment to visit them when they're available for adoption if their owner does not come back. But yeah, that's our volunteers do a lot of those pictures while they're out walking the dogs so they can get them out, you know, acting like a real dog. And our cat socializers can take a picture of them while they're in their kennels getting socialized. So that's the secret, I think, is trying to capture them when they're not expecting it.
You guys do a great job, and that's what brought me in to finally go meet these animals. I just want to talk about these animals the whole hour. But there are so many great programs that keep this facility running. And you gave me this list. Do you want to just run down some of the things that you're looking for?
I'm happy to do this however you want to do it. But let's see.
Why don't we go into the Toys for Tales? We're getting into the holiday season, and you guys are looking for ways that people can donate.
Yeah, this was a new an idea our development director Annie thought of. So basically, we have. A big box of toys, dog toys that we've been collecting over the year. And what we're looking for right now is bars, restaurants, or like other high traffic businesses to host a box to help spread holiday cheer. Basically, what we will do is deliver a big box of dog toys to your business and a donation container. Any guests who come over, you just have them donate cash or via a QR code. They get to pick a toy and take it home to their dog. Every dollar supports our life-saving care. It's simple, it's fun, it makes a huge impact, and it shows the community that you and your business care about the community. So if you're interested in participating, you can email our development director. Her email is aransom@havenhumane.org. And if that's hard to remember, just email adoptions@havenhumane.org, and they will forward it to you.
That'll be great. Toys for Tales, we have a great small business community that probably would sign up for that, and just all these other businesses. Raising Cane's, gosh, and everybody can't stop talking about Raising Cane's grand opening. Looks like you guys are going to be there.
Yeah, keep talking about it. They selected us to be their local animal welfare partner, so we're really grateful for that. We're not the only local animal welfare place, but we are the most connected in with the most amount of animals, so really happy that they picked us. They invited us to be at their grand opening December 4th. So our staff will be there with an adoptable dog from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. So come on down, say hello, meet the dog, and give some business to Raising Cane so they can continue to support the nonprofits that they do support.
Are you excited for Raising Cane's?
You know, I am. From a distance, I'm a lifelong vegetarian, so I'll go and eat the biscuits maybe. Oh, and I hear they have great sweet tea.
They have good sweet tea.
That's have sweet potato fries, too.
Mm, ooh, sweet potato sweet fries. Potato those fries. Are always good.
From a distance, yes. That dog, though. Maybe we'll throw a chicken strip for the dog.
Yeah, there you go.
Good. Well, gosh, I think you're going to get a lot of people over there, and that's going to be a lucky dog that gets to go to the program and see everyone. But, hey, why don't we jump over to our break, and then we'll be back with John Lewis.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation. Insurance too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Thanksgiving, bring home the flavors of family tradition and the spirit of togetherness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we've got everything for your holiday feast. California-grown diesel turkeys, organic vegetables, fresh cranberries, stuffing, and all the trimmings. While you're here, shop for local treasures from the heart, like soy and beeswax candles, artisan jewelry, crystals, and more. Shop local, eat organic, and celebrate community. Orchard Nutrition Center, where holiday magic meets one-of-a-kind finds.
Right, KCNR Radio. Welcome back, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Jim, thanks for showing me pictures of your animals.
Oh, yeah, of course. Love to share.
You have your animals. You had about three, four dogs that I saw, two cats.
Yep. Yeah.
What goes through your mind when you take in a new four-legged friend to your family? What are you looking for?
You know, I think I just turn my brain off because I keep saying I don't need any more at home. I work all day with animals, and then for some reason I keep bringing more home. But, Yeah, I mean, really, for me, obviously, with that many animals, they have to get along with each other. So that's usually the biggest thing, and that's what it is for most people, is that they need a dog or a cat that gets along with their current pets. So for me, being lucky enough to work at a place with them, I just walk by, and they, it's certain animals, they just, you know, there's something. They look in your eyes, and you go, uh-oh. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the one I didn't mean to adopt, but my latest dog, Lana, she was a foster dog. I only meant to foster her for a few weeks because she was really under-socialized and just not doing well in the kennels, growling at people when they walked by, hiding in the corner.
Mm.
So I thought, I'll just bring her home for a few weeks, like show her what a family is like, get her ready for adoption. But yeah, that was a fool's errand.
Now she's yours.
Now she's, yeah, she literally sleeps between me and my wife each night. She takes turns spooning with one or the other of us. So
So that's one way to socialize an animal. What are some of the tricks and techniques that Haven Humane does to rehabilitate animals that are in a kind of a defense position?
Well, we have a pretty robust volunteer program. However, we're always looking for more volunteers. But our dog walkers, it starts off with in-kennel enrichment. So we talked about the peanut butter and Kongs and stuff earlier. But it's really about, I guess the very first thing is when you're walking through our kennels, you'll see a little treat pail on every kennel on the outside of it. And this little cute, colorful, I call it a treat dispenser on the, I'm using my hands to describe it. Obviously the listeners can't see my hands. But anyway, so we do this program called Quiet Kennels. So we ask every visitor, volunteer, and staff member as they're walking through the kennels to pause at each kennel. If the dog is being quiet and has, 4 feet on the floor, you just take a little bit of the kibble out of that pail and put it through the treat dispenser. And then they learn, being quiet and standing versus jumping and screaming. Gets treats from humans. It shows humans are good. We're not scary. We're just treat dispensers. After that, we have, we've just started this new program, called STAR, which is for kids or adults to come through and read to our dogs. So we have a small library in our lobby. You come through, you pick out a book, grab a stool, and then you go out to our kennels, and some of the dogs have little stars on their kennels, and those dogs like to be read to. So you just sit down in front of their kennel, and you read quietly to them. They hear that human voice. They kind of get soothed, and we go from there. Then our volunteers can go in the kennels with them after they're trained and do different activities within the kennel. Then they can take them out on walks. We have a large walking trail. We have 5 different play yards for the dogs to go play in. We do a doggy play group. So different shelter dogs can come out and play off leash with each other. It's in a really supervised, manner because you never know how dogs are going to react to each other. So we have to do it really carefully. But then we get to see how they are with other dogs, and it helps them learn how to play with other dogs more appropriately. We also do, a program called, Tales on the Town. So our volunteers can take dogs out for basically play dates out, you know, go to Sundial Bridge and walk the trail there. They can go to different places that allow dogs in the buildings like Home Depot and Lowe's and take their dogs out and just socialize them out in public kind of slowly with their expertise. Give instructions to people on how to approach the dogs and pet them and stuff. And then hopefully what that does is we give an adopter a dog who already knows all that stuff and is kind of a bulletproof dog. So,
are cats harder to, do cats usually come in more defensive or shy, or what's the secret to that?
Yeah, cats are a little more defensive usually, especially when they're in a smaller cage or condo. When you have, you know, the smaller your space, the more defensive you are about it. So it can be hard to rehabilitate a cat or to show a cat's true personality at the shelter. We do have one group cat room that we call Sasha's Playhouse, so we do up to 5 cats at a time, all wandering loose in that room, living like they would at a home, and people can go in and sit down and play with the cats in there. But we also have our volunteers who spend all day long just going back and forth to all the different kennels. They have feather toys, catnip. We use little pheromone spray, all kinds of stuff to help the cats feel more comfortable.
Well, it's the holiday season. So one of the ways that you guys are going to be able to showcase the animals coming up is at the Active 2030 Club Lighted Christmas Parade.
That's correct. Yeah, we'll be at the Reading Lighted Christmas Parade and the Anderson Lighted Christmas Parade. Both of those we have A big truck and trailer that we decorate with lights. Thank our sponsors. We also have a float where we'll have some of our volunteers just waving and saying hi. And then we have our usually five or six dogs on parade in between the two vehicles with our volunteers all lit up. And yeah, it's just a good way to kind of remind the community that we exist. You know, our location is sort of right in between Redding and Anderson, out tucked out of the way. So it's good to just remind people, hey, we're here. We have dogs.
We, I'm excited for all these, Christmas tree lightings. I think the Anderson one's coming up this Sunday, right?
Could be, yeah.
Could be. Well, for all the lighted programs that are happening, there's one that's just opened up. It's the Redding Garden of Lights, November 21st through January 4th. Have you ever been, Jim?
Yeah, I've been the last 2 years. It's beautiful.
It's pretty cool,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I love it.
Well, so we have the Redding Christmas tree lighting, which is next Friday. We have the After 2030 Club Lighted Christmas Parade, which is next Saturday, December 6th. But these Redding Garden of Lights, I have two tickets on me right now. And if you're interested in winning those two tickets, why don't you call us in, 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567 to win two tickets to the Redding Garden of Lights. We'll take the first caller, and we'll get you on the air if you call on in. So I've got two Redding Garden of Lights tickets. Call on in. Gosh, I wish they did a pet night for Garden of Lights. I think that would be a fabulous
thing. That could
day.
Be cool, yeah.
That'd be cool. Show up, bring your, dress your pet up, get it all cute. Hey, we got a caller.
That was quick.
That was pretty quick. Here, well, we got a caller on the line. Alex, why don't you throw him on the air? He'll do that. Hey, good morning. Who's calling?
Hi, this is John.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good. I dialed as fast as I could, and I actually got through.
Yes, you did. John, I'm so happy you are a winner of the two Redding Garden of Lights tickets. Have you ever been before?
We went last year, but we paid, so this time it's a freebie. That's great.
Good. Well, I'm glad you got these tickets. Do you have any furry friends of your own since we're on the air with Haven Humane?
No, not anymore. We're retired, so but we have over the past. We used to have Bassets, and... we love Basset dogs because they're useless, so they're beautiful. They don't jump, they don't paw, they're just beautiful dogs.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway.
I love that, John.
No, I appreciate what Haven Humane's doing for everybody.
Thank you, we appreciate you.
Thanks, John. Hey, well, come on by the studio to pick up your tickets, and congratulations and happy Thanksgiving.
By what time today?
Alex, what time are we thinking?
10 a.m. Or tomorrow, 7 to 10.
Okay, I'll try to get down there. Okay.
Okay. Great.
Stay on the line so I can get your info.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, John. All right. Well, there it is. Sorry, callers. We might have another giveaway tomorrow.
He loves Bassets because they're useless.
And beautiful.
I love that.
Cool. So, good. Well, that's done. That was a rush. Don't you have a rush now, Jim?
Yeah, that was... Man, he's got some fast fingers.
Okay, so... We've got Raising Cane's opening, gosh, the end of the year, 2026 Haven calendar sales. So you can get your own Haven Humane calendar.
Yeah, this was really cool. Earlier this year, we did a big competition. So people sent in pictures of their pets. People got to vote on which pet was the cutest or they wanted to be in the calendar. So every month is one of the winners from that,
wow.
And then the cover dog. So it's really cute. It's all local pets, and a lot of them are Haven alumni. So, it's a great way to help the shelter now. You just head on to our website, havenhumane.org, and there's a purchase link there. It's $22. I actually just ordered one last week. It took about 3 or 4 days and it was at my house. So it's really cute. I'm just waiting for January to get here so I can hang it in my office.
Hang it up. Might as well hang it now just to look.
Yeah.
I think I'll get one this year. I have a historical society calendar. I'm going to need to get a Haven Humane calendar.
Yes. Yeah.
Junior Pet Picasso, December 8th through January 15th. What does that look like?
So this is another really fun program. I think this is our third or fourth year we're doing it. So basically we hooked up with Sycamore School, and their art class there came up with this idea. But basically you send them in a picture or you send us a picture of the pet that you want a portrait of, and these kids in the art class there do the portraits. They're super cute because – if you've ever seen like a 6 or 7 or 8 year old drawing a picture of your pet, you know what you're going to get, right? But they're really cute. You can get them framed and hang them on your wall. They're a good way to memorialize a lost pet or to, gift to someone, for their pet. It's really fun. It raises money. Obviously you'll purchase the portrait and those artists get to work on their drawing skills.
That's sweet. Good. Youth artists. They probably are better artists than I am. And, you know, one of the breaks they were hearing Grange Co-op. I heard their advertisement on KCNR radio, but it looks like you guys are partnering up with Grange Co-op.
Yeah, we are going to have an adoption event there December 13th. We'll be there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with adoptable dogs. We've been kind of looking forward to this. They started talking to us, well, it feels like maybe 2 years ago when they started talking about, opening up a business here. So yeah, we're looking forward to that. We'll have dogs there available for adoption. That's December 13th at Grange Co-op from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
So what's kind of your goal? You have so many different adoption and partnerships, and is that common? Do people reach out to you guys, or are you connecting with these businesses?
It's both. It's both. Annie, our development director, again, I mentioned her earlier, she is out there wearing holes in her shoes trying to get the community to come on board. Help us out. Let us help them. Some businesses reach out, the ones that are, you know, love animals anyway, look it up when they, you know, new places open up and they want to know how to support their community. So they just open up the phone book people don't have phone books anymore. I showed my age. But they get online and find their local charities and, find us. But, yeah, it takes everyone working together to change the world. And that's what we're trying to do.
Annie does fabulous work. I always see her at Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. Greeters. Yes. She's wonderful. When's the last time that she's been on KCNR?
Oh, it's probably been a few months since she's been on here.
We gotta get her back on. Yeah. She's amazing.
She is.
She's, boots on the ground. Gets everybody all set.
Yeah.
Hey, John, we're gonna take our last break of the hour and then we'll come on back and then we'll finish out all of the rest of the programs that are happening at Hayview, Maine. So you're listening to KCNR Radio, Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. It's gonna take more than one margarita. I'm gonna call you my sweet señorita.
All you have to do is to be ready for some action now. Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic personalized mentorship and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, 2 group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Georgia Romeo boots, just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at GrangeCoop.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
All right. Good morning, Casey and our listeners. Welcome back. We are rounding out our hour of the Carl and Linda Bott Show, Casey and our Radio 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. I'm here with Jim Lewis, the CEO of Haven Humane Society.
Hello, everybody.
Jim, I'm so sorry. I think I've called you John Lewis a few times. I keep on referring you to John Lewis, the Record Searchlight Enjoy magazine journalist. And I'm so sorry. So I'm so glad to know, too. Three-letter J names with the last name Lewis here. So Jim,
it's all good.
Thanks, Jim. Jim, so many events that are happening. Let's jump into the veterinarian programming.
Yes. Yeah, let me go over some things that we do at our vet hospital. First, I'll just mention our MASH clinic. You may have seen this reported on earlier, but we're working with the, a group called Animal Balance. That does these mass spay and neuter events. So, in October, November, and December, we were able to do, these three, spay and neuter events. We did around 200 animals each one, which brings us up, you know, over 600. That almost doubles the number of surgeries that we do in a year for, public spays and neuters. So you can check out our, website for that. If we do any more of those, it'll be on our social media. Every week we do a walk-in vaccine clinic. It's every Wednesday, from 2 to 4 p.m. during the wintertime. It's right outside our vet hospital, so that's 7449 East Side Road, between Reading and Anderson. Cats have to be in a proper-sized carrier there. You can't just be holding your cat in your arms. It's too dangerous for them. We've had more than one cat jump out of arms when it got scared and climb up a tree. And dogs have to be on a leash. Be prepared for a little bit of a wait. You'll be standing in line. If it's raining or anything like that, we'll have pop-up tents to help shield you from the rain. But we will do our best to get you in and get your dogs all up to date and cats up to date on their vaccines. And then on the fourth Tuesday of every month, except today, we do 9 to 11 a.m. Walk-in rabies and licensing clinic. Today it's from 2 to 4 p.m. This is for rabies vaccinations only and only for dogs. It's for, dog owners who need to renew their dog's license. So you can just come in and get the rabies vaccine and your license. Now we do a lot of work with, trap neuter release. Everyone knows there's a big problem in Shasta County with stray cats, feral cats, wandering around.
and reproducing.
So the only real way to solve that problem is to spay and neuter those animals. So every day, Monday through Thursday that we're open, we do 7 trap neuter return surgeries. There's no daily limit per person. Each cat has to be in its own trap. You just drop it off at 7:15 in the morning. It's $45. You pick it up that same afternoon, and then you can release it back where you found it. We do have vouchers available depending on which jurisdiction you live in. But if you call our animal regulation line, 530-241-2550, you can get information about the vouchers. Another way we help with the TNR is our Feral Fiesta Day. We do that once a month. It's usually the last Thursday of every month. Unfortunately, December and November, those fall on holidays, so we are not able to do it these 2 months. But the next one will be in January 29th. We do up to 50 feral cats each Feral Fiesta. We close down for anything else and just focus on TNR and cats. Same as the other days, 7:15, you drop it off, you pick up at 4, it's $45, and the same vouchers are available. And then finally, we have, our Princess Memorial Spay and Neuter Day. That was brought to the community by a very generous and anonymous cat lover. She pays for up to 40 cats free of charge, or she pays the charge, to get them spayed or neutered. It's the second Thursday of every month. The next one is December 11th. The cats have to be in a humane cat trap. Again, just like the other programs, only one cat per trap allowed. Every cat receives an ear tip, and there's a 5-cat limit per household per month. But this really is the only way that we can work on reducing those stray cat numbers that you see. I can tell you that the numbers have been reduced. There are places you can go and you can see less cats scattering as you walk through. So we just have to keep working together and try to get this done.
There's a few of the, since we have a few more minutes, here's some of the resources or programs that you guys have just ongoing year-round. Microchips.
Yeah, microchips are one of the best ways, or if not the best way, to make sure that your animal gets back home to you if it goes missing or if it escapes. They're only $30 at our Wednesday vaccine clinics, or any time during regular business hours. We like to get our get pets back to their owners immediately. We don't want them to be at the shelter. And it helps you avoid having to pay those state and city impound fees. If we scan your dog or cat and it has a microchip, we can take it right back home to you. We can tell you to come meet us in the lobby. We can tell the person who found it just to wait, and we'll get a hold of you. It's great. So get your pets microchipped if they are not already. If your pet is microchipped, just make sure that if you've moved or changed any contact information that you update it with the microchip company. And if you've rehomed a pet that's microchipped, make sure that they have the most up-to-date information. Otherwise, there could be ownership confusion if that cat or that pet does go missing. As of 2025, all impounded animals are required to be microchipped when we release them. So they're getting up there. And then finally, if you have a lost pet, check our lost pets albums on our website, havenhumane.org. You can look under Lost and Found. There are also other internet sites where we can advise you to post pets they found, so you can call our office to get help locating your pet. Like I said before, we want them to go back home. We don't want them at the shelter. That number, again, is 530-241-2550.
What's the vehicle donations program?
So this is we work with a partner called Cars, Inc. They tow your vehicle at no cost and send you a tax deduction receipt. So basically, you've got one of those pickup trucks in your backyard, a boat sitting in your front lawn, something like that that you just can't, you don't want anymore and you don't want to deal with it. They will come pick it up, and it counts as a donation to us. They will then sell it and then give us the proceeds. So, really great program. If you do have a vehicle that you're looking to get rid of and you want to help us out, just call 855-500-7433, or again, go to our website, havenhumane.org, and look under ways to give. There's a button there that says donate a vehicle. It's a really easy process. They do pretty much all the work for you. You just have to show them where the vehicle is.
That's amazing. And havenhumane.org, go on to that website. Look at all the animals to adopt. A lot of great resources and updates on all the events that are happening. It's the holiday season. So for your advice for families or individuals that are looking to adopt during the holiday season, what is your advice? What are the steps? What do you think?
I mean, my advice is make sure you're ready. Holidays are a busy time of year. If you're the kind of people that have family over or guests over, make sure you're ready for that with your new pet. You don't want to be unprepared. But That said, there is no wrong time to adopt an animal or save a life. So if you think you're ready, just please, please adopt, or consider fostering for the holidays, just to give the animals a break from the shelter. Other than that, just know your own limits and your own requirements so that you can provide the best care.
Hey, I have a quick question.
Yeah,
do you have any association with like a GPS collar company, or have you heard of that?
We don't have any association with it. We've heard of them. The last time I looked into it, they were still pretty bulky, but the technology may have improved. So that's a good point. The microchip is not a tracking device. It's just a little chip that has an RFID signal, you have to be within a couple inches of it to scan it and get the information off. So there's nothing there to spread your information. It's just basically a barcode that then we can call a company and get your name and address and phone number and, make sure the dogs get back home.
And before we go off the program, can you tell me about the STAR program, the STAR?
Yeah, that's the reading program that I talked a little bit about earlier. So we started this recently, in October is when we kind of started piloting it. So it's a way to help kids with their reading skills and help dogs and cats in the shelter, calm down and relax. But we have a little library in our front lobby in our adoption center, and a little stack of cute IKEA stools. You just come through, pick a book you might want to read, and then take the stool into the kennels, read to a dog, or into our community cat room. You can sit and read to the cats. It's good for kids who might be shy about reading in front of adults or other kids, but need to practice. They can read to a dog or a cat. The cats and dogs aren't going to judge.
Hmm.
And adults can take part too. We have some books in there that might be a little more age appropriate for an adult. And if you have any children's books that you don't need anymore, we'll take those as well. We're trying to expand our library. So,
well, this is, I think, a great program, especially since we're getting into Christmas and Thanksgiving break. So
yes.
There's plenty of time to get the kids out there, start volunteering, and keep those reading skills up while you're away from school.
Yeah, we're open 11 to 5 Monday through Saturday, so you can come down anytime 11 to 5 Monday through Saturday to take part in that program. There's a little sign-in sheet, and our staff will walk you through it.
Well, Jim, I hope you guys have a very successful holiday season for adoptions, but also a Giving Tuesday for all the fundraisers that keep this program running.
Thank you very much.
I love what you guys do for all of your animals, and I'm so proud to be a Haven Humane.